All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to A Gilmore Girl, my podcast. This is episode 5. And before we start, I kind of want to shout out some accounts on Instagram that helped me get my account kind of off the ground a little bit on Instagram, which is at A Gilmore Girl Podcast on Instagram. You should follow me. There'll be like updates when like new episodes are out and stuff like that. I'm starting to upload every Wednesday, so, you know, keep a lookout for that, and also, yeah, you should follow me, and if you have thoughts, if you disagree with me, if you agree with me, message me, because we can talk about it, it'll be fun. So these, I just wanted to shout out some accounts, because these people are amazing, they really help me out. So, GilmoreGirls.Lovers, GilmoreMind, GilmoreGirls.Daily, Gilmore_Girls6, GilmoreGirlsOnly, GilmoreReligion, GilmoreGirls_, but the girls has a U, creative, GilmoreGirlsMemories. Thank you guys so much for helping me out. Honestly, when I was, like, reaching out to everyone that day, like, I got so much, like, support and stuff, so thank you guys so much for that. Anyways, so, today we're going to be talking about the 5th episode of the first season, which is called Cinnamon's Wake. And a lot of important stuff happens in this. So, we get like our first little intro to Dean and Rory. Like, actually, like, officially, like, she's like, I'm interested, you know what I mean? Like, when he's like, anyways, we'll get to that. So, beginning of the episode, so let's talk about Dean and Rory, because if you've been keeping up with the past episode, you know I've really been itching to talk about Dean and Rory. So, he gets on the bus with her, and, you know, starts talking to her and stuff, and she gets super nervous, which is funny. That's really cute, actually. In the beginning, like, they're both really smitten, which makes you root for the relationship, but later on, it, like, doesn't, it's not like a, it's not, like, the amount of affection that Dean is, like, showing is not reciprocated by Rory later on. But right now, it's nice. They're both really cute. And so he gets on the bus with her, which, low-key, I can't decide if that's creepy or cute. Like, if someone did that to me, if someone got on the bus, like, after me, I don't know if I would. I'd freak out a little bit, but then once they, he did get off at, like, the next stop or whatever, but. Anyways, whatever. And there's this other part where, you know, she's talking to Lane and stuff. And then, you know, she goes in the store. And, okay, you know the scene where, like, Kirk is talking to, like, Miss Patty stealing the fruit? She's literally a legend. We stan Miss Patty, honestly. She's kind of the, she's, well, I was gonna say she's the glue that holds the show together, but I don't know about that, but she's one of my favorite characters. One of my favorite, like, secondary characters. Like, Citizens of Stars Hollow or whatever. Patty and Babette. Which, we'll talk about Babette. Babette and Maury are so cute. Like, I can only dream of having that kind of relationship with someone also. Also, side note. I write my side notes at the top of my notes. And so you're gonna hear my side note. Lorelai's outfit is pretty fire, honestly. Like, she gets better with the outfits. She also gets worse. Rory, I don't know if I ever liked anything that she wore. Honestly, it's so early 2000s, but like Lorelai, like in the beginning, it's like late 90s. But like Lorelai's always kind of late 90s-ish. Or is she? I don't know. But, like, Lorelai has tasteful early 2000s stuff. Like, I don't know. I think it's supposed to be because, Rory's still supposed to be a nerd, when she's literally, with Mitchum and all that. Like, she's supposed to still be that, like, innocent little Rory, and that's why she doesn't, like, I don't know. But even after, I don't know, like, Rory's outfits get so weird. Like, I don't know if it was, like, the costume. People, this is getting a little bit off track, but, like, they just don't fit her well. And Lauren Graham's, like, costumes or whatever for the show, like, the clothes that she wears for Lorelai fit her so good. And then, like, in later episodes, this is not so much now, but, like, later on, like, their sense of style gets really weird. I don't know. Those are just little things I randomly pay attention to, but anyways. So Dean and Rory. We'll talk about them, like, towards the end of the episode, more stuff happens, but anyways. So, Max and Lorelai. So, I mean, I've seen, like, a lot of people on Instagram really hating on Max and Lorelai because they got married after 3 months. Spoiler, if you didn't know that happened. But, honestly, they're kind of cute. Like, in the beginning, I really liked them. I mean, obviously, I didn't want them getting married. Like, why? Imagine how different the show would have been if they did get married, though. If they did, like, if they got married at the end of season one and then season two, Rory was, like, grown up or something like that. I mean, that would have been super weird because we know, like, the show is about Rory growing up and stuff. And if we miss that part, that just seems kind of weird to think about. But, like, what if it had been like that? And, like, they had got, like, there had been, like, instead of three Gilmore Girls, there were more girls. Like, so Max and Lorelai get married, and then, okay, let me explain this properly. Okay, so at the end of season one, like, hypothetically speaking, the show would be so different if this happened, if they got married. After 3 months, God. I don't know why Lorelai thought that was a good idea just to begin with, or Max. Because, like, I have to keep going because they just went on their first date or whatever, or, like, didn't go, rather. But, like, did they even sleep with each other? Like, sorry. I know it's kind of too much information. But, like, did they even do that before they even got married? I don't know. Actually, I hope you can't hear the garbage trucks outside, whatever. But I don't even remember them doing that, like, I mean, they wouldn't show it, but, like, they would, you know, they would, like, go up the stairs. I don't know, maybe they do, and I have to keep watching, because I'm only on, episode 5, but, anyways, what was I even talking about? Oh, yeah, the show would be so different if they got married. Imagine if they were married, married all through Rory's high school career, and, I don't know. That would have been so weird to not have, that would have been boring. That would have been so boring if Max was there for longer, actually. Because I think in season one we definitely get introduced to Christopher, but I don't think that, no. The Christopher stuff comes when Jess comes. Yeah. So that's not for a while, but that Christopher drama was kind of really hard to watch. That was the first time I was like, oh my god, like, this is, like, really not a good situation. Like, because for the wedding, Lorelai called it off, and so she was kind of the bad guy in a sense, which you should never, like, it wasn't, like, you know, because she was the one who, like, kind of let him on a little bit, but, like, she didn't mean to do that, you know what I mean? It's good that she, you know, made that choice before things got really, really serious, but, like, I mean, Suki did bake the cake and everything while they were, like, driving on their road trip or whatever, which I'm thinking that's soon, obviously, but, yeah, so she was kind of in the wrong in that situation, but when Christopher happened, like, when Jess was there, and then when, he had to leave because Sherry was pregnant, that was, like, messed up, because I think Lorelai, like, really, really, really thought, because, like, imagine you have, like, this, a really intense history with someone. I'm getting kind of off track again, because I'm talking about Christopher, and we don't see him for, like, another few episodes, or maybe, yeah, I don't think so, but, like, imagine that, like, you know, you've had, like, such a history with someone, and then you finally feel like, oh, maybe this is, like, meant to be or whatever, and everything's just, like, snatched away from you, and then you have to go be, like, a bridesmaid in a wedding. Like, because she had to go be in Suki's wedding. Right after that happened. That sucked. But anyways, we're not talking about Christopher. We're talking about Max and Lorelai. So, they kind of talk at the bake sale, the Chilton bake sale or whatever. I go to private school, girl. Nobody does shit like that, okay? It's, like, not a thing. But, like, we do have really unnecessary fundraisers, and the school is always begging for money from us. But like, other than that, Chilton is not that realistic when it comes down to it. But anyways, so they make up at the thing. They're like, you know, I had to do my job with the testing thing. I didn't want to stop her from taking the test. You know, Mr. Medina was, like, trying to be, like, bitch, forgive me. You know what I mean? So we can date. But anyways. And, like, he's, like, their body language, like, Mr. Medina's body language is, like, I mean, I know they have chemistry and they both know it. But, like, who acts like that? Like, he was, like, touching her arm and stuff. Like, who does that at a fucking, like, school bake sale? In front of other moms and kids and dads. Like, what? That's kind of weird. Like, who? Like, he's being super smooth and stuff. And it's fine, because, like, she's into it, obviously, because they start dating and they get engaged. But, why are you acting like that at a school event is what I'm confused on. But anyways, whatever. So he asks her out. He's like, let's get coffee. You know what I mean? And so she's like, you know what? I can't do that yet. So I'm going to be here at this time in this area because of this, this, and this. So can't stop you from going there. Haha, teehee. And so, I really don't get why Lorelai is super, like, she makes this mistake again, I'm pretty sure. Like, she and Max break up and get back together, and then that aligns with Dean, like, kind of breaking up with Rory and stuff after that I love you car incident. I think I'm remembering that correctly. But, like, she does that again where she just doesn't keep Rory in the loop, and Rory always gets mad. So, like, I don't know why she did that again after this. But, like, Rory's grown. Like, she can handle it. Like, it's gonna be fine. And also, like, get that D, Lorelai. Anyways, sorry. I'm sorry. But anyways. What was I even talking about? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Rory's, how attached are you gonna get? Like, I mean, okay, the amount of time that Rory spends with Max, with Lorelai, like, on their dates is super uncomfortable, in my opinion. Like, even if it's a double date, like, okay, I know, because they have this special relationship, I know that's literally the entire point of the show, but why, just in general, would you want to hang out with your mom and her boyfriend on their date? Like, I get if it's like a family type thing, but like it was, or maybe it was a family type thing, whatever. Yeah, I guess she's not going out to dinner with them. But like, I don't know. I think it's just weird for me to like think about them. And like later, like they go on double dates, like Dean and Rory and Max and Lorelai, and I'm just like, that's so uncomfortable. But anyways, maybe that's because I'm from an immigrant household, and that just would never happen. That would never happen. Oh my god. Like, no one's meeting anybody that I'm with unless we're literally been married for 5 years. After that, after 5 years of marriage, then you will get to meet my parents. Okay, I'm sorry. Like, anyways, whatever. That's their thing, you know what I mean? That's literally what the entire show is about. Their really special relationship. Anyways, I'm just saying, like, that's really not realistic. But anyways, that's cool that they get to do that. Anyways, whatever. Anyways, so, take a shot every time I say it. Anyways, so, the coffee shop date. Okay, first of all, I know, again, this is what the show is about. They're supposed to talk a lot, and they're supposed to talk fast. But just personally, I could never keep up with people like Max and Lorelai. That's why Lorelai's so intrigued by Max, is because he can keep up. I wonder if Luke can keep up. Luke can keep up with everything, honestly. Chris can't. Well, Chris can. Verbally, everyone can keep up, kind of, that she dates. But, like, I think that this is the first, because Max is the first one, this is the first guy that kind of can keep up with, like, her. She just talks a lot, bro. And I kind of like how, Max is, like, straight to the point. He's like, I think we should date. I think we have, like, chemistry or whatever. And, I mean, that's it. Like, you got to the point. And I kind of like that because I feel like if it was up to, because Lorelai is super, like, but what about this? And what about this? And what about this? And, like, but this and this and this, and she's kind of always trying to find an excuse, which I don't really understand, because she clearly, like, is attracted to Medina. Like, even after, like, Rory finds out, and then they're at home, and then Lorelai's like, I'm sorry, but, like, remember, like, you can tell me anything. If it makes you uncomfortable, then I won't do it. And then Rory's like, chill about it. Like, you need to put up a fight with Lorelai to keep her interested, is what I'm trying to say. Like, if Max had just left it at the car, like, you need to tell her, like, that's what she likes, I guess? I don't know. That's what she, like, appreciates in somebody. Someone to, like, keep up and, like, be kind of, like, she finally met her match with Mr. Medina, because I feel like, I mean, obviously, we don't know about any of her other relationships, but, like, you know that, like, Medina kind of challenges her a little bit because she, low-key, I mean, I'm kind of being negative here again, but she's kind of used to getting what she wants, low-key. And so when Mr. Medina's kind of, like, even, like, throughout the relationship, he's, you know, he's like, we need to do this, we need to do this. Like, it's not, like, you know what I mean? Like, he kind of forces her to actually think about what a relationship is, and I don't think that she ever, which I don't blame her, because she was with Chris, and maybe, I don't know, obviously we don't know what happened before season one, between, like, 16 years old, and I think she's 32 or something, yeah, because Rory's 16, and, you know, she's probably had some, like, relationships, but, like, nothing as serious as Medina, and when she actually thinks about, like, things like the logistics overwhelm her so much, and I think that's important. I'm glad that we had Medina first, because she actually realizes that like stuff goes both ways, kind of, because I feel like she's a total girl to just like oversimplify everything and look at everything super, objectively, rather than, like, you guys have two specific situations that you need to learn how to, like, merge, because y'all are gonna marry. But they're not getting married right now. But anyways, what was I even talking about? I was talking about their coffee shop date. Anyways, so I think she met her match, is what I was trying to say. And so she gives in, and then they agree to dinner. And so, you know, stuff happens somewhere along the line. Cinnamon, Babette, and Maury's beloved cat dies. And that's really sad. Like, honestly, that's really sad. And then, like, hearing Babette talk about, like, you know, like, that one kind of hit me. It was kind of sad. And honestly, Rory and Lorelai are really, really, really sweet for staying. Like, I don't know, like, okay, I live in a fairly big city, but I do live in kind of, like, a close-knit, like, community, kind of. It's like, I live in a big city and I don't know a lot of people, but I live in an area of, the city that, like, is, kind of a little bit close-knit, and, like, I don't go jogging outside because, like, there's really a chance that I could see somebody that I know, you know what I mean? So, I kind of know what that's like, and I do have, like, my family has, like, a group of people, like, that would probably do the same thing, You know what I mean? Like staying and like helping organize and stuff. Like, we kind of have that circle, which is nice. But like, it's so cool how like that entire town just comes and like, comforts Babette and Maury. It's really cute. And it's cool to see a bunch of people that care about each other so much like that. That's why everyone, you know, wants to go to Stars Hollow and be a part of, you know, Stars Hollow. Like, the community. The parts where, like, Rory's super nervous and stuff around Dean are actually really, like, funny to me. Like, I don't remember it being that funny, but, like, who is that awkward? Like, I know it's supposed to be, like, she's so, I don't know, infatuated with him that she, like, she doesn't know how to act. But, like, girl, what? Like, Dean, like, there's a specific, like, scene where he's, like, Dean is, like, to Rory, he's, like, hey, do you have a minute? And then she's, like, no, but I have gum. Like, what is going on? Like, why you like that? Like, who is that? Okay, sorry. I'm sorry. But, like, who is that awkward? Like, it's really not... Whatever. I know they're supposed to be, like, smitten or whatever, but, like, girl. Honestly, if Rory wasn't, like, gorgeous, like, she would have blew her chances. I mean, we know that's kind of... No, that's not the reason that Dean's with her, actually. He really, really likes her for who she is, so... I think we gotta give Dean a little bit more credit, actually, in that department. Because sometimes I, like, chalk it up to him being kind of dumb. But, like, he really does love Rory, and you can't really, you know, say that, like invalidate his feelings like that. Just because Rory doesn't reciprocate them doesn't mean that they're super serious and super valid. Like, when he says, like, I love you. Like, I kind of rolled my eyes because I was like, y'all are literally 2 years old. But, you know, I mean, you feel what you feel, honestly, and he really did feel that for a long time, even after getting married to Lindsay and all that shit, but, like, yeah. So sometimes I really do kind of, I don't know, kind of seeing Rory like that is pretty funny, because, yeah, I don't feel bad laughing at her, because she just turns... She treats Dean like trash later. And it's honestly kind of hard to watch because, I don't know. Like, Rory to some extent knows the kind of, like, influence, like, power, not power, I guess. But, like, the influence that she has over Dean. And, I don't know, like, you can't just be completely oblivious to that. And Lorelai, I think she warned Rory a little bit, like, what, like, you need to decide, like, what you want to do or whatever. Rory keeps deflecting, you know, and this is not in this episode, obviously, you know, I always like to talk about the next episodes, but, yes, okay, you know what, let's save that for episodes where that shit actually happens. So, anyways. So they talk, and then, so this is the episode where Dean is like, you know what, like, honestly, props to Dean for being super respectful that one time. Like, he, like, because Rory's being super awkward, he's like, you know what, I'm sorry, like, I'll leave you alone, I get you're not interested, which, okay, I know we're not supposed to praise men for doing the absolute bare minimum, which this was the bare minimum. He ain't no, like, he's not a king yet, okay, we don't stan yet. But, I mean, he did do good by doing that. That's actually really, really considerate and thoughtful of him. But that is also the bare minimum, so we don't stan. Alright, I was gonna say, like, king, but, like, no. Like, not yet. Like, okay, you know who's a king? Luke. But we'll talk about that later, because that's not for a while. But, like, literally, Luke goes above and beyond every single fucking time. Anyways, whatever. So... That happens, little Dean's like, you know what, I get you're not interested, I'm gonna go, you know, I thought you liked me or something, and then Rory says, I am interested, Dean, come back, sorry, it's my Rory impression, sorry, no, it's more like, I'm interested, no, wait, I'm trying to do a baby voice, I am interested, Dean, come back, I mean, I think I've talked about this before, but why her voice is normal in the pilot episode, but it just keeps going higher and higher and higher, and she's at Yale, and she straight up talks like a toddler. Like, it's not even, like, oh, anyways. Like, why? Like, why'd she do that? And in A Year in the Life, Alexis Bledel talks normally. Ugh, I don't know, whatever. She talks normal in the pilot episode, so we know it's not her voice. Whatever. Anyways. Oh, another thing that happens is the talk that Babette and Lorelai have about, like, you know, you spend your whole life, you know, taking care of your kid, and you feel, like, super lost when that ends, and then, you know, they grow up, they move on. So you need to have something for yourself, which is, like, you know, like a partner, like Babette and Maury. She's like, you know, I don't know what I would do without him. And so that kind of, you know, puts in Lorelai's mind, like, okay, yeah, I need to take more chances with Medina, which I'm glad she did. Like, as much as I dog on Lorelai, like, she's hardworking. She does everything for Rory, everything for her daughter. She does, like, even though I wouldn't say, like, going to, I mean, Emily, she's super tough. Richard, super tough. But, and I wouldn't say that's, like, that terrible of a situation to ask your parents for money. But obviously, like, with her family dynamic, she's super, super uncomfortable with that. But she still does it for Rory, for her education. She wants the best for Rory, obviously. She's a great mom, I would say. Wait, where was I even going with this? But she, you know, she finally realizes that, like, she deserves it, is what I'm saying. She needs to do something for herself. And so yeah. So, Bab, their talk about, like, having kids and, like, having something for yourself so that you don't feel so lost without them. Like, Maury has Babette. So she's like, okay, gotta take this chance with Max. And before anything like that happens, Mr. Medina shows up at the door. Oh my god. That shit was actually really funny. And she's like, am I in trouble? Like, imagine if you got in trouble at school and your teacher came to your house. I'll just let that marinate within you. That is absolutely terrifying. Oh my god. Like, I'm imagining this one teacher, like, if she came to my house, I literally shit my pants. But anyways. So, date canceled, obviously. I don't know, I think that's kind of funny. You know, like, it kind of, I think Mr. Medina thought this was gonna be really easy, but then, like, that shit kind of happens, and, like, weird town stuff happens, and then he's like, oh, like, there's a little bit more to this lady, you know what I mean, and, like, their town and their family. And he, like, learns to adjust and, like, be okay with it and stuff, which is cool. But, like, do we ever go to Hartford to Mr. Medina's apartment? Do we? Actually, I don't think so. I think they only show it when he proposes to her. I don't know. We'll see. Can't really remember. But, like, wait, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, I was talking about Mr. Medina. Like, so he kind of gets introduced to the town a little bit. Not, like, formally or anything, but, like, he's like, oh, like, this wasn't gonna be as easy as I thought it was gonna be, which, yeah, but, anyway, and I'm trying to think if there's anything else I want to talk about in this episode. A lot of stuff happens here, and it's kind of, like, the foundation for, like, all their relationships, and, like, that early type of, I think, like, their first interactions as, like, having it in their heads that this is going to be a romantic relationship, like, Rory and Dean, like, you see how smitten Dean is with Rory, and that really foreshadows, like, the entire rest of their relationship, pretty much, and, like, that his, like, affection and, like, love for her or whatever is, like, super unwavering, and, like, Rory's super hesitant the entire relationship, and that is what's shown in this episode, and that kind of carries out throughout their entire relationship, which I think is interesting. And so does this kind of dynamic that Medina and Lorelai have going on, where, like, he's, like, she keeps not showing up, like, low-key, high-key, that's kind of what happens. But, like, I mean, I know she had a reason and stuff, but, like, that's not the first time she sort of disappoints him, I would say. And it's not the first time that Medina has had to, like, adjust to, like, what Lorelai has going on and, like, what Lorelai's feeling. And I think that that definitely foreshadows, if not Rory and Dean, their relationship, like, that kind of dynamic where Medina's, like, making sacrifices and stuff for Lorelai, that type of stuff happens throughout their relationship. And so, yeah, when, like, I read the episode, like, when I look at the episode name, I kind of, like, remember what was part of the episode, because I've watched the whole series before many times. But, you know, I was like, oh, this is just going to be, like, another, like, not filler type episode, but it's just, like, nothing monumental really happened, so I thought that I wouldn't have that much to discuss, but, like, we got a full 30 minutes of this shit, so that's pretty impressive. And, I mean, considering I had an 18-minute episode, girl, like, I seriously didn't know what to talk about in that. You know what I need to do? I need to talk slower. But would that be in the spirit of this show? Absolutely not. So, I'll just talk for as long as I can, girl. And that's on period. And so, anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, I didn't think I was going to have a lot to talk about, but, like, a lot of stuff happens here. And that's cool. I'm excited for the next episode. I don't remember what it's called, but I can't wait. But that will be out next Wednesday. I'm so sorry. Like, I was, like, for some reason I got it in my head that, like, if I wanted to upload on Wednesday, like, I could record on Wednesday, which is not the case. Like, it has to be up 12 a.m. Wednesday. So, I'm really sorry that this is not up 12 a.m. Wednesday, but I promise you I'm gonna record on before Wednesday, alright? And I'm posting 12 a.m. on Wednesday. I'm gonna schedule it for that time because, like, I mean, why did I not do that? But anyways. So I'm really sorry for getting it up, like, middle of the day or whatever, but that won't be happening next time, I promise you. So, stay tuned. Every single Wednesday, new episode. Next episode is the 6th episode. I don't know the name of it. It's fine. So, yeah, follow me, message me on @agilmoregirlpodcast on Instagram. If you disagree with me, if you hate what I'm saying, if you have comments about, like, the podcast in general, sound quality, I don't know. I want to hear it all. I need feedback. So, anyways, I hope you all have a great day. See you guys next time. See you guys next Wednesday. Or whenever you're listening to this. And hope you have a great rest of your day. Goodbye, y'all.